From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Senegalese and Nigerian forces are gathering at Gambia's border, vowing to take action if President Yahya Jammeh does not step down when his term in office ends Thursday. The move comes after Gambia's National Assembly extended Jammeh's term by 3 months under a newly declared state of emergency. President-elect Adama Barrow is scheduled to be inaugurated January 19th. The central market in Banjul was deserted Wednesday amid a heavy police presence throughout the downtown area. In a televised statement, Mr. Jammeh said security forces have been instructed to maintain law and order. Officials say dozens of people were killed in northern Mali Wednesday by a suicide bombing inside a camp housing hundreds of former rebels and pro-government fighters. Witnesses said the blast happened inside the Joint Operational Mechanism base in the city of Gao, just as hundreds of soldiers began to gather for a meeting. Speaking at a news conference, Iraqi General Talib al-Shagahti said his forces have taken over the eastern section of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Shagahti, who commands Iraqi counterterrorism forces, called the success of Iraqi forces unprecedented, though he said there are still small places in northern Mosul that still need to be secured. The Russian military announced Wednesday its air force will work with Turkey's to conduct joint airstrikes against Islamic State militants in northern Syria. In televised comments Wednesday, senior Russian Defense Ministry Lieutenant Colonel General Sergei Rutskoy said 9 Russian planes and 8 Turkish jets have carried out strikes on the town of Al-Bab. This is VOA News.